Good day, everyone. Welcome again to the LifeInvestigator.com podcast on this January the 11th, 2025. Topic of the investigation this morning is assistance to Western North Carolina and the lack of concern. So, as any of you probably know, that currently the drastic situation going on in Southern California with the wildfires. And of course, that's where all the media attention is going, and as well as it should be reported. And of course, good old criminal JB is pledging U.S. tax dollars to fully restore Southern California with all of the elitists in the area. But he's forgotten and has long since now pretty much pulled the government resources out of Western North Carolina. So let me qualify some things here this morning so you don't think I'm just entirely a heartless SOB. I'm not saying Southern California is not very concerning. It is, and I really do. I pray for the good people of Southern California that are being affected, that are losing everything, their entire life. I'm with them in spirit and in heart. But, you know, I see the biggest amount of the media coverage is coming from the liberal elitist actors and singers and et cetera that are getting the most attention to losing their house and being inconvenienced in some manner by having to evacuate the area. Now, again, I don't discredit them. It's a terrible thing when you suffer a loss of homes and your personal belongings. I get it, no matter what your status in life. But most of those folks will be able to recover without taxpayer assistance, quite frankly. Some of them will get on a bandwagon and when a disaster happens somewhere and have these concerts and shows and stuff. So, and have the ability to raise multiplied millions upon millions of dollars. So, you know, now they will have the opportunity to serve their own community that they are a part of and do fundraisers and donate some of their millions of dollars and help get some of the status restored there in those areas without government assistance. I've been watching some videos today about Western North Carolina since, like I said, it's been entirely forgotten. So I've been on YouTube doing some research this morning. And not an entirely great deal of fresh media coming out of there, some 2 or 3 weeks old. And so there are a lot of efforts still going on there. So we need to keep remembering, as we remember California, we need to remember Western North Carolina, East Tennessee, those areas that have been extremely affected by Helene back in September. And we need to be concerned why the federal government isn't holding up to their word, the things that they told the residents of that area that they would do when they arrived. And I don't think anyone was expecting them to leave, you know, as early as they did. If I remember some of the accounts that I listened to of boots on the ground on YouTube, you know, back before, right before Thanksgiving, pretty much the government was pulling out of that area. And then again, the wonderful $750 stipend that FEMA likes to offer is, I mean, you might as well. In a situation like that, somebody hands you $750, you might as well just spit into the wind. That's about how useful it is, folks. So let's keep them on our hearts, too. Let's keep reminding our politicians and society in general, as we do our media, as we do our podcasts, as we go to work each day and talk to other people, if we get the opportunity to petition the senators and delegates of our states, just because we might be on the East Coast doesn't mean that we can't petition for California And as well as those on the West Coast, it does not mean that they can't petition and put pressure on certain governmental agencies and politicians to remember the East Coast and Western North Carolina, etc. But we do need to keep praying. We do need to keep praying. If you are a faith person and you do put stock into prayer, then I would suggest that it's just a really good time to keep your intercessory prayers going. If you're not a person of faith, but you are a person of compassion, then, you know, let your compassion be driven towards those folks that are in great need. You see, I'm from Western North Carolina. My roots are there. That's where my family is from. And, you know, very few of us from that area, that, I mean, there were a few rich folks through the family or very successful financially folks. Most of us weren't. And, you know, we're just regular blue collar, most of us, blue collar working folks, some maybe middle class, and a few doing very well. But, and that's the way that area is. I mean, that area is, except for when you get into the more metro area of Asheville, which Asheville is many years ago been taken over by the liberals as a very liberal city. And I'm not saying a liberal should suffer any kind of loss or anything like that. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying, as general, the population is down to earth, blue collar, and poor folks. That's what a lot of the area was and is, always has been, and always will be. The few, at least the ones that get to remain calling the area home, that are not pushed out by developers and the multimillionaires coming in there taking advantage of their sorrows. You know, I've noticed that about greedy people. Greedy people are always looking for an opportunity to take advantage of someone else's hurt and pain. Now, I'm not against free enterprise by any means. I'm absolutely for it. But not at the expense of people who are already suffering. I'm for free enterprise and capitalism to help everyone grow. You see, it's not the socialist agenda that helps the population flourish. It is capitalism when it's done the correct way. You are always going to have greed mongers out there. You're always going to have people that are self-centered and have no concern for anyone but themselves. I get that. I've dealt with them myself, so you can't tell me anything about that one, but the folks in Western North Carolina, it's an entirely different situation as far as the populace and the amount of money and funding and lifestyle that was available in the, along the creek banks and in the hollers of Western North Carolina than there is in exclusive resort and cities like Los Angeles and or Malibu and those other places down through there. You know, just by simply stating of who they are, they're going to get funding. They're going to get resources. It will be, you know, they will have a devastating time getting rebuilt. There's no doubt about it. But my God, I really don't think they're going to be forgotten about, at least by the federal government, the way that North Carolina has been forgotten about. As I was doing some research this morning, there's still search and recovery teams still going along the entanglements on the riverbanks doing recovery of bodies, what's left that they can find that, the wildlife hasn't come in and consumed. And that's a terrible fault. And that would be just an absolutely horrible way to die, to be driving down your road in your vehicle, and the next thing you know, a wall of water comes upon you and sweeps you and your family away, and you're buried under a pit of river mush for months. I know once the initial biological life was snuffed out through drowning or just maybe even going into shock and having a heart attack or blunt force, in the fierceness of the water, killed the body. I get it. if that person, that person's soul and spirit departed that body and went somewhere. Okay, I get that. But the sheer fear that would come upon somebody when they're facing a death like that, I just think would be a terrible way to die. And you might say, Patriot Trainer, is there a good way to die? Well, for me, there would be. For me, the best way to die would be for me to come home, sit down in my good, comfortable recliner, and take a nap and not wake up. And, I've seen enough violence in my career and in my life before law enforcement. I've seen enough garbage and violence. When I die, because it's very clearly stated in Scripture that there is an appointment for every man to die. And I know that will happen. So my perfect way to die, if I could choose how I would die when God calls me, would be to sit in my good, comfortable recliner, probably with a cold cup of sweet tea beside me, taking a drink and stretching out to take a little snooze and just snooze my way right on into heaven. That would be my preferred way. And I've just seen a lot of tragedy, and I feel for the folks that were in North Carolina that were lives were taken in such a brutal manner. So we can't pray for them now, it's too late, but we can pray for their families that remain, that they can be comforted enough to get to start to overcome the horror of the way their family members might have died and suffering the loss of their family members. But more importantly right now, maybe not more importantly, but it is real important for the survivors. According to what I'm seeing on YouTube, not only is body recovery still going on, people are living in tents and are small campers with families, etc. Many are, using portable johns. And, there were times in my life that back in the 60s, we had not a porta john, we had a regular old outhouse. And I understand what it's like to go out in the middle of the cold and in the middle of the night and go to a nasty, stinking porta john or a outhouse and the inconvenience of having running water in the house. I get it. You've been there. Been there, got that T-shirt. All of that is bad. But, a man or a woman, a family still living in a cloth tent. I don't know. We have similar weather here in Southwest Virginia as Western North Carolina. So, Sunday a week ago, we had about an inch of snow and then 3 inches of ice. And of course, I live on the side of a mountain, so my home was still iced in. My driveway looks like a skating rink for a half a mile down to the road. And then another 3 inches or so last night. And on top of that, with the weather, temperature has not been until today above 24 degrees at my house. I think it's 27 currently. So imagine with small children living on what's left of their property along maybe a riverbank or just inland from the river. The devastation was so great. With trash all around you still. I mean, the place is still covered with trash from the floods. Still, the infrastructures, power, electricity, and water is still lacking in many areas. And you're living in a cloth tent with a portable gas heater trying to give you enough heat to stay in that tent to keep your family warm. Now, if you're a single adult alone, it's not pleasant by any means, but you should be able to take care of yourself. If you can, find enough goods and clothing and food, you single man, you should be able to man up and just take care of that. But when you got family and small children, that's an entirely different story. And then on top of it, even as bad as the cold and discomfort of life, then worrying about what the future is. Where's the help going to come from? Now, I know there are good faith-based organizations down there doing as best they can, but come on, people. People in these organizations can only go so far themselves. This thing is bigger than one organization or five faith-based organizations. This thing is bigger than that. So we still need, and the state of governor in the state of North Carolina needs to get his head out of his rear end. And they need to do more, and the federal government needs to do more. The federal government can spend billions and billions and billions of dollars on illegal criminals coming across the border and treat them like kings, okay? Now, we all know it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or an independent or a Republican. We all know if you've got any common sense to process information at all, you know that has happened. There's too much proof of it to disbelieve it and argue with it. And it continues, and the money continues under this criminal organization that still has control for another, what, 9 more days, and who's making an extreme. They are committing a crime against America. Biden is committing a crime against America by these things he's doing in his last few days to hinder the incoming president from getting out here and helping the working class and the middle class American. He's doing everything in his power still, Biden is, to dissolve the working and middle class in this country. That's what he's doing. It's criminal. He should, in my opinion, he should still be charged with treason, him and little Kamala Harris and all of their secretaries and executives they have appointed in these positions. It's criminal. It's criminal. And people are suffering because of it. Something needs to, I know Trump's coming in, but because of all the harassment and the backdoor deals and the criminal deals that Biden's making now, it's going to make it longer and longer for Trump to even get any real assistance to you because of that. So I'm sure he will start doing some things as he can. I don't doubt that. But we need to be praying for the organizations that are working. If other people, if it's been on your heart to get down to Western North Carolina and help some folks out, if you've got some resources, you've got machinery, you've got our money, and you have logistics experience and a lot of management experience, maybe you can set up your own organization and go down and find where you're most needed at and do some good. It's just a tragedy, and it's a shame. But my friends, we are living in a time period of historical time that, and I don't want to sound like just the prophet of doom, we still haven't seen the worst of what's coming. And you say, come on, Patriot Trainer, whole states are basically being wiped out, millions of people are affected and people's lives lost, and the property loss is beyond comprehension almost. Folks, we just still haven't seen the worst of it. So we've got to figure out a way to counter. We've got to figure out a way to counter what's going on through our faith, through our prayers, through our efforts, and through the means of holding our government accountable. Just because Trump comes in and his administrative team doesn't mean that we should slack up on holding the United States government accountable, of holding our individual states governors accountable, which, boy, don't they have a joke of a one in California. Just as you remember, because you're bombarded with the California fires, just remember, share some of your prayer time and your thought time and your finances, if you have them to share. Probably most people are so broke because of Bidenomics right now. Probably a lot of people don't have money that they used to have to give to charity. But do what you can in remembering Western North Carolina, East Tennessee, and those other areas that have been affected by Helene. So, Patriot Trainer, I'll see you next time.